Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for Wednesday, August 17, 2011. Palestinian man dies of wounds sustained last night, and settlers torch farmlands near Nablus. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian pedestrian died of wounds overnight when an Israeli border police jeep hit him in an East Jerusalem suburb. The victim, identified as Amin Dabash, 38, was hit Tuesday night by an Israeli police vehicle near the Israeli settlement of Har Huma. Police Chief Shai Hashimi told media that the man was killed by accident in a badly lit area. He added that an investigation has been opened in the accident. The Palestinian newspaper Al-Quds said an ambulance rushed to the scene, but Dabash died almost immediately. Dabash's family accused the Israeli border police of deliberately killing him. In other news, a Palestinian woman from Ramallah was sentenced to 20-year imprisonment after being indicted of stabbing an Israeli soldier at the Qalandia military checkpoint on the northern entrance of Jerusalem in 2008. Sumud Karaja, 23, from Safa village near Ramallah, was kidnapped 2 days after the incident in which she was accused of stabbing the soldier. The soldier sustained moderate wounds to his abdomen. According to the Palestinian Prisoner Society, the court will not take into account the 3 years Karaja has already spent in custody. The center quoted the woman's brother saying that the military judge has demanded that she, quote, ask for the mercy of the court, end quote, to reduce her sentence, but she refused, saying she did not recognize the authority of the court and considered the trial illegitimate. The general attorney of the Palestinian Authority decided on Wednesday to take off air a Palestinian satire show for its strong criticism of Palestinian Authority leaders and figures. The show is called Watan Ala Watar and is broadcasted in the Palestine TV of the Palestinian Authority. The Attorney General said the law allows him to stop the broadcast of the show if it contradicts the norms and the culture and utilizes, quote, dirty language, end quote, especially against people who are well respected among the Palestinian people. On his part, the chair of the Palestine TV and radio, Yasser Abed Rabbo, said the show will stop. However, this will not be the end. Abed Rabbo warned against allowing such decisions to pass, as it will set a precedent that negatively affects democracy and freedom of expression. Abed Rabbo is a member of the executive committee of the Palestinian Liberation Organization and a former minister of information. A group of armed extremist Israeli settlers torched on Tuesday evening dozens of acres of farmlands near the former Homish settlement north of Nablus city in the northern part of the West Bank. Ghassan Douglas, a Palestinian official in charge of settlements file in the northern part of the West Bank, stated that the settlers set ablaze all trees planted around the evacuated settlement and that the fire consumed hundreds of almond trees and evergreens. He added that trees belonged to local Palestinian residents and that the attack was carried out just as the residents were preparing to break their fast as the Muslims are marking the holy month of Ramadan. That's all for today. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you from Occupied Bethlehem by Hassan Katsis and me, George Fushmal.